Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 31, PII Handling and Anonymization. Alice, personal data protection is a huge topic. What makes it different for legal tech specifically?
The double sensitivity problem. Most SaaS platforms handle personally identifiable information, names, emails, phone numbers. Legal SaaS handles PII that is often simultaneously legally privileged. A client's name attached to a litigation strategy memo, a witness's address in a deposition transcript, financial records produced during discovery. This isn't just personal data under privacy regulations. It's data protected by attorney-client privilege or work product doctrine. Get PII handling wrong in a regular SaaS product and you face regulatory fines. Get it wrong in legal SaaS and you face fines, malpractice claims, and potential waiver of privilege.
That's a much higher stakes version of the same problem. So let's start with the basics. What actually counts as PII in a legal tech context?
More than people expect. The obvious ones: full names, social security numbers, passport numbers, email addresses. Those are in virtually every legal document. But in legal tech, you also have case numbers and filing dates that seem anonymous until you cross-reference them with a public court docket. You have communications metadata: email timestamps, call logs, IP addresses. That can reveal attorney-client relationships even without showing the content. And increasingly, you have biometric data from remote depositions and hearings. The safe assumption in legal SaaS is treat everything as PII unless you can prove otherwise.
So, what's the first principle for handling all of this?
Collect less. It sounds simple, but it's the most powerful protection. The GDPR calls it data minimization. Article 5, 1c says personal data must be limited to what is necessary for the purpose of processing it. For a legal SaaS developer, that means if your document review tool only needs to classify documents by type, don't index the full text of every exhibit. If your analytics feature works on aggregate numbers, don't store individual level records. Every field of PII you don't collect is a field that can't leak.
Yeah, the data you don't have can't be stolen. Now, I keep hearing pseudonymization and anonymization used interchangeably. Are they the same thing?
They are absolutely not, and confusing them is one of the most common compliance mistakes in the industry. Let me use a legal analogy. Pseudonymization is like redacting a name in a court filing, but keeping the unredacted version in a sealed envelope held by the court. The name is hidden, but it can be recovered. Anonymization is like shredding the original document so thoroughly that no one, not the court, not forensic experts, can reconstruct the name. Ever.
Mm-hmm. And that distinction matters legally.
It matters enormously. Pseudonymized data is still personal data under GDPR. All the obligations still apply: consent, data subject access requests, breach notification, everything. Because the mapping exists somewhere, the data can theoretically be linked back to the individual. Anonymized data, on the other hand, falls entirely outside the GDPR scope. But the bar for true anonymization is extremely high. The European regulators say re-identification must be impossible, considering all means reasonably likely to be used, including future technology and cross-referencing with other datasets.
So a lot of what people call anonymized is probably just pseudonymized.
Exactly. If you replace Jane Smith with client 783F in your database but store the mapping between the name and the token, that's pseudonymization. The data is still personal data. If you then share that pseudonymized data with an analytics vendor or use it to train an AI model without consent, thinking it's anonymous, you violated the GDPR. This misclassification happens constantly, and regulators are increasingly aware of it.
Right. So for the legal SaaS developer who does need to pseudonymize, say for search functionality, how does that work technically?
Good practical question. You need your lawyers to search for all documents mentioning Jane Smith, but you don't want raw PII sitting in your search index. The solution is tokenization. When a document is ingested, You pass the PII through a keyed hash function, the same function every time, using a key managed through the key management system we covered in episode 29. Jane Smith always becomes the same token, say 7A3F9B2C. You store that token in the search index. When the lawyer searches for Jane Smith, the application applies the same hash, generates the same token, and matches the index records. The display layer then shows the original name to authorized users. The search index itself never contains raw PII.
That's a clever pattern. What about when someone exercises their right to access or delete their data? The DSAR requests.
Data subject access requests are a technical architecture problem, not just a legal one. Under GDPR, an individual can request access to all their personal data, request corrections, or request deletion, and you have 30 days to respond. For a legal SaaS platform, that means you need to be able to discover all PII for a given individual across every system. Your production database, search indices, backups, log files, analytics stores, and any third-party integrations. You need to export it in a portable format, and you need to delete it completely or document why you legally can't. For example, because of an active litigation hold.
Yeah, that's where things get complicated. Litigation holds and data protection can pull in opposite directions.
Exactly. Data protection law says delete when no longer needed. A litigation hold says preserve everything potentially relevant. When these conflict, the hold wins, but you need to document it. Track which case imposed the hold, which data it covers, and which custodians are affected. Once the hold is released, deletion resumes. And you maintain a privilege log explaining why specific data was retained. That satisfies both the data protection authority and the court.
What's the practical minimum for a legal SaaS team that's building this from scratch?
Three things. First, a PII inventory. A mapping of every data store that contains personal data, what fields it holds, and how to query it for a specific individual. Without this, DSAR fulfillment is a panicked scramble. Second, defined retention periods per data category. Case data, audit logs, analytics, and temporary processing data should all have different lifespans. Third, crypto shredding capability tied to your key management architecture. When it's time to delete, destroy the encryption key and the data becomes mathematically unrecoverable.
Next episode, database security hardening. The system where all this PII actually lives, and how to lock it down properly.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.